My name is Rosalie Little Thunder, and I'm a Rosebud Lakota from South Dakota. And I came to Montana about February in response to some people that I knew here, in fact, from Missoula, and they were very, very concerned about the buffalo slaughter. And basically, you know, the concern was there's been slaughter happening for a number of years in smaller numbers, but this year, you know, it just seems to be getting out of hand. And when I came out here, I ran into Mike Meese on the other end over there, and he filled me in a lot on what was happening. And what was very disturbing to me was that there were no answers, you know, to some of the questions I have. Basically, why is this happening? And, you know, when I read the papers, they talk about brucellosis. Well, several months later of asking questions, you know, calling a lot of people, I am no closer to the answers than I was back then. I read in the papers, you know, and it seems to be echoed over and over again, you know, by media who talk about the buffalo are being killed because they have brucellosis or there is a risk. Okay. And I think there is a responsibility, I believe, for the media to start checking into that rather than just repeating it. Because after months of asking those questions of what is the risk, is there a risk assessment? How many buffalo are really sick? How many really carry brucellosis? What contact do they have with the cattle? In what areas? For what periods of time? Those things have not been done. The buffalo were not tested before they were slaughtered. We checked into one situation where over 200 were shipped to slaughter and were tested after they were killed. Two of them were positive. There were some buffalo tested and marked, very clearly marked, as being negative, seronegative for brucellosis. They were shot. And, you know, one of the things that one of our philosophies of seven generation, I am a seven generation, and, you know, we believe that in every action, every deliberation, we must consider the impact on the seventh generation. And when I think about that and look at what happened in the buffalo slaughter situation, it's very, very tragic. The effect that this will have, you know, not just in my lifetime, not just in my children's lifetime or my grandchildren's lifetime. The effect that this will have on the land. You know, years ago we had 60 million buffalo roaming, you know, on the countryside, and today they're telling me that the carrying capacity of Yellowstone is 2,500 buffalo. When there were 60 million here, in my tribe, you know, the beliefs of my tribe are that buffalo are very, very essential for our survival. And people still believe that, the elders still talk about that now, is that, you know, the buffalo were managers, they were caretakers of the ecosystem. And even biologists today will tell you they are the keystone species of the ecosystem. Very, very critical to the ecosystem. And so it's not only crucial to our survival as tribal people, but very crucial to the health of the land, very crucial to the survival of people in general. Now, I think the government spent millions of dollars in turning around, you know, the desertification of the Great Plains. 60 million buffalo gone overnight, and you wonder what effect that has. I don't think we can even perceive the effect of that. It's still happening. The land is dying. You know, you talk to biologists and ecologists and they'll tell you the land is dying. And Buffalo Nation's effort right now is in two areas. One is immediate, it's very front line, you know, babysitting service for the buffalo. Because the slaughter has not made any sense. They weren't tested. The tribes, my tribe, I went home, my tribe says, we'll get the trucks and we'll get the gas and we'll come out there, and the buffalo, you know, that are testing zero negative, we'll take them home. Well, we proposed that. We couldn't. They were slaughtered. Okay. You know, to me, it seems like the only solution that they're proposing now is death. They've slaughtered some. One of the EIS alternatives is commercial hunting. It's still death. We propose live removal to tribal lands and to public lands. We're not talking about being self-serving here. We're not talking about the tribes taking them home, selling them, and making money. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about restoring buffalo to the land to bring it back to health again. And, you know, the second piece is immediate front line. We're talking about just being there, taking care of them, working with the ranchers who are worried about just, you know, fence damage and losing hay to the buffalo. You know, those things can be taken care of very easily. But I think more importantly, the larger picture, the long term, it's very, very, very hard to think seven generations. But I think that's a responsibility we've had for years, many generations. And I think it's a responsibility that we need to take up again and take very seriously. We're asking for live removal to restore the buffalo back to public lands, you know, for the health of the land. And, you know, it's an effort that's going to require a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, but I think it's something that we need to take very seriously. You know, because I think they're very, very essential to this land, to the people, to the earth in general. And it's something that's very difficult, but I think it needs to be done. We just can't sit by and allow this to continue to happen, especially when it's so senseless. And I think, you know, I talked about my tribe offering to take the buffalo home. They said, no, you can't transport them across Montana. And yet, the very same buffalo, they'll load up on trucks, haul the same distance to the slaughterhouse. You know, and that, those are the things that don't make sense. You know, and so I really want to thank, you know, the Indigo Girls for coming to Montana. It's a real hard struggle. Nobody funds these kinds of things. There's, you know, not money out there when it's, you know, very immediate, very pressing. And we're just nickel and diming all we could, and they come along and, you know, help us through these things, and it makes our work a little bit easier. Thank you.